And when we moved to Tauranga in 1993, in July, it was obvious that services were being drained out of Tauranga like the tide going out. And it was very clear that Tauranga was going to be going through major change. But we had four doctors there at that time, to put it in context. We had the hui, and from there Ngāti Tuwhare Toa went back to their people, and the people were asked to come back to another hui in February and bring all the things that they wanted to see, which they did. Then they employed a woman called Trudy Ake, and Trudy is of Ngāti Tuwhare Toa descent. She was asked to come and walk the people through it and start writing up the iwi health plan, which they did. So it was a three-year strategy over that period of time. And through my former relationships in the Whanganui District Health Board, the Taihape people, Auntie Hini Gray, and the Kōhangareo, I found myself on the strategic development group, and we had 3 months to look at the plan, to create a database, to contract and get funding. And the instruction from the tribe was to train their own, employ their own, and have their own working for them. And for me, that was the driving force for 15 years with Ngāti Tuwhare Toa.